DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Appel, what'd you make? We haven't talked to you since Monday when you joined the show and called it fantasy land stuff that yeah. Zito was going to be able to put together Ekblad and Marchand contracts after giving Bennett all the money he did. You said you were hoping it could happen and you felt like it was a possibility, but you did call it Fantasyland stuff, only for it all to come together within the next 2 hours on the show. No, but seriously, what'd you make of that? You're the biggest Panthers fan on the show, and I mean, obviously you're thrilled like everybody else, but the fact that Zito was able to pull it off, I imagine, like, just not something you really expected to happen.
I mean, first of all, Will Wito. I mean, earning the W's in his name.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a single info guy who covers the league that had them keeping all three guys. There were more reports out there that they weren't going to keep any of them than there were that they'd be able to bring back all three. Now, Bill Zito made it a point to give credit to Ekblad, Bennett, and Marchand for being flexible on their ends to make this all work. And I just think it's really cool. I've said it before that this franchise has gone from the place where guys who are over the hill finish out their careers, earn a nice paycheck with no income tax, and then, you know, kind of retire. Now they're getting guys who want to take less to win here, and it's been proven to be a great place for someone to jumpstart their career again. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Nate Schmidt, and they signed Jeff Petrie to a league minimum deal yesterday. He's 37 years old. So not exactly the same as the two previous examples of this, but it's Bill Zito, and it's what this organization has built, where guys like Brad Marchand, who were Boston Bruin lifers, who were thought to come in here as a rental, is now going to finish his career as a Florida Panther. Aaron Ekblad, who was drafted first overall by this team, and has seen everything, the worst to obviously what we've seen the last 2 years, he is likely going to finish his career as a Panther, as is Sam Bennett. And I think that's the coolest part about this, is we don't have to worry about seeing the guys that are truly part of this core going somewhere else and finishing their careers in another uniform. They're all going to be here, and they're going to be contenders again for the next 2-3 years. You'll worry about the last 2 or 3 years of those contracts when it's time. Worry about tomorrow. For now, they've got a shot at a three-peat because everybody decided they wanted to make it work to stay here. And I think that's really, really, really cool.
And Josh, this, like, I'm gonna break it to people. State tax and warm weather, it's been an advantage of South Florida for forever. Like, it since they started in the 80s, they had no state tax and warm weather. And then now Bill Zito comes in. He can sell state tax and warm weather. Like, why do these guys want to stay? Is it Paul Maurice? Is it the style? Is it going all the way up to the ownership group of just we? Like, the people on TV and all, we've talked about it, and the whole no state tax stuff. It's BS. It's been like that forever. There's been a sundown here forever. Why now are guys taking pay cuts and just wanting to be down here?
It's all of the things you mentioned. It's Vinny Viola. It's Matthew Caldwell. It's Bill Zito and the entire front office. it's Paul Maurice, and it's the guys in the room. I one of my favorite stories from this postseason run happened in the Stanley Cup final when Thomas Nosek took the delay of game penalty in game one and the Panthers lost in overtime. And afterwards, Paul Maurice basically pulled him aside and had a heart-to-heart with him, basically saying, hey, we were down 2-0 in the second round, and then your line came in and jump-started this run for us. We're not in this position in the first place without you. Tomas Nosek, in his first season, the guy who was pushed out of the lineup and then brought back in, and Paul said during one of those press conferences that at the post-game meal, everybody was sitting next to him. Everybody was talking him up. And after that, games 2 through 6 of the Stanley Cup final, that dude was nails, absolute nails, when his line and when he was out there. I think that's just a microcosm of what they've built in South Florida, where not only is it a great organization, but the guys in the room, they're so welcoming, and it's such a fun atmosphere to go play in. Why wouldn't guys want to stay? Why wouldn't guys want to take less to come play here? And again, to your point, we've talked about it. No state income tax and no son has been here for forever, right? Like, this is a very poorly run organization before Vinny Viola took over.
Yeah.
There are other teams that are in states with no income tax, and they haven't built what the Panthers have built. So the credit has to go to ownership, the front office, the coach, and the players top to bottom, because what they've built here is really special.
It's the dumbest argument. It really is, because, I mean, every sports league has to deal with it, and the other sports leagues aren't saying, wow, I mean, these teams have an upper hand because of no state tax. And like, every team has had to deal with this forever. And look, does it benefit the Florida Panthers right now because a guy like Brad Marchand might be willing to take less, or Aaron Ekblad or Sam Bennett might be willing to take less because of it? Sure. But to take away from what this organization has built over the past 5 years and just chalk it up to, oh, it's because those guys get tax breaks that other states don't. No, like, that's just lazy analysis to me. It really is.
And also, Crowder knows this from when he played in the NFL. You get taxed where you play, mm-hmm. right? So if you're not playing all 82 games in Canada, you're not getting taxed like that there, number one. Number two, these guys have great accounts, I'm sure. I'm sure they perform every loophole possible. But when people talk about this, nobody ever brings up the guys who left to go get more money. Brandon Montour, congratulations to him. Kevin Stenlund, Ryan Lomberg, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Nate Schmidt now. Like, there are guys who leave because the Panthers just can't make it all work, and they go and they cash in, and it's great for them. It's awesome. But, like, it's such an overblown thing, and it's because you've got I hate doing this, but, like, Paul Bissonnette has been, like, the loudest one banging this drum because he's got one of the biggest platforms in NHL media. He's a Toronto guy, and the Panthers have punked Toronto 2 of the last 3 years. So what's he going to do? He's going to try and find every excuse in the book, and all of a sudden state taxes are a big deal. It's enough.
It's the Canadians, Appel. You can say
yeah,
it.
It's the Canadians. It's the Canadians. I thought our Brad Marchand Conn Smythe bet was going to hit because the Canadian media hates Sam Bennett that much. Didn't work out that way, but that was part of the theory.
In terms of, hey, we'll worry about those contracts 3 years later, I'm not going to do the thing where I'm like, oh, those contracts are too long, because I'm with you.
You did it yesterday.
Well, you know, I do have some questions about paying 44-year-old Brad Marchand or 42-year-old Brad Marchand 6 years from now.
Marchand's going to be in 5.5 years. I don't give a damn.
No, I understand it, though, Pell. Hey, this core is unbelievable. They've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, not Marchand including, but you want him here. And I think it's phenomenal. What they had to do to keep these guys here. But the idea there is just cash in as much as you can now. And then you said, yeah, we'll worry about it down the line. What does that typically look like? Because I genuinely don't know. I'm asking here out of a place of ignorance. What does that look like in hockey? Is it easy to get out from contracts like that later on?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Not necessarily. You'd have to have a team that is willing to take on that money. Like, just for an example, if the Panthers want to get rid of the $5 million that they're paying Brad Marchand when he's 42 and 43 years old, those final two seasons, he's retired or just not playing, they can attach a draft pick and send it to, like, just because this is where they are now, like the Sharks or the Blackhawks, who'll be willing to eat some salary for a draft pick or a different kind of asset. There are ways you can work around it there, but I would also say the cap is going up. And by the time these deals are up, the cap's going to be even higher. So swallowing a $5 million a year contract for 2 or 3 years, it's like if you bought somebody out. Like, the reason they were able to get Nate Schmidt and Oliver Ekman-Larsson so cheap the last 2 years is because they were bought out of their previous contracts from the Canucks and from the Winnipeg Jets. So they might have to wear it, but I don't think it's going to hurt as much. I mean, if you look what their cap space is for next season, while all of these guys are locked in for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, they got like $20 million of cap space next season. Some of that's going to go to re-signing Bob. Some of that's going to go to re-signing Nico Mikkola. But they're not putting themselves in a position that they don't think they can deal with. That's how thorough this Bill Zito-led front office is.
And even if, look, man, even if the Panthers theoretically appel, I'm not saying that they are, but theoretically, even if the Panthers are saying, hey, F 8 years from now, like, who cares about 8 years from now?
Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with an organization saying we're going all in on the core right now to try to win as much as we can right now over the next 2, 3, 4 years. And yeah, maybe we'll be bad for 4 or 5 years after that when all these guys are old, maybe they're a little washed, and we kind of have to figure things out. Who can't, like, if you can win 3 or 4 Stanley Cups in a stretch of 6, 7, 8 years,
hell yeah.
Like, who cares? That's a dynasty. You, yes, put together a dynasty. If you could tell every sports fan in the world, hey, you'll have a dynasty over a span of 10 years, for the next 10, you're probably going to stink, you probably take that,
right?
Don't you?
And I'll also say this. We're acting like they're signing these guys to these contracts when they're 31, 32 years old. No, like, a lot of them are like 28, 29.
Oh, no, yeah.
And like, your early to mid-30s, like, you see what Sidney Crosby's doing in Pittsburgh, what Alex Ovechkin just did this year in Washington. I'm not saying that every player is going to age as well as those guys have. I mean, the Panthers had 87-year-old Jaromir Jagr completely change the trajectory of Alexander Barkov and Jonathan Huberdeau's career when he was a Florida Panther. You could still get quality hockey out of guys who are in their mid-30s, and I think, hopefully, that's what we see from this group, because I happen to think a guy like Sam Reinhart, a guy like Alexander Barkov, their style of game, them specifically, will age well. Sam Bennett, I don't know. We'll see. But it's a no-brainer to bring those guys back at this price. It just is.
Josh, love them all, the Sam, the Bennett, the Reinharts, the Kachucks, the everyone. How long is Bob going to play? Because I think we overlook it. Because
that's a good question.
That's the linchpin of this whole organization. Well, let me know if I'm wrong.
I think this upcoming season, Appel, that is the final year in his contract.
Give him $100 million.
I mean, yeah, well, huh? Okay. Don't get carried away.
$200 right. million.
They're going to re-sign him. He's not going anywhere. He'll finish his career as a Panther, whether they give him 3 years or 2 years or 4 years, whatever it is. It's not going to be at $10 million a year again. But this is one of those guys that takes such good care of his body that he could probably play, not this workload, but quality hockey at 39 years old, if you're using him intermittently throughout the season. Like we talked about last week, the Neil Tarasov, the guy they brought in from Columbus. It's somebody who Bill Zito was familiar with from his time with the Blue Jackets. Tarasov looks up to Sergei Bobrovsky. There's a lot of family connections there. They're from the same city in Russia. I wonder if this is a mentor-mentee type situation, and they're trying to see if Tarasov can be the guy once Bobrovsky does hang it up, if he can take over for him when that time comes. I'm not worried about Bob. I read an interview translated from Russian yesterday that he did, where he yeah. talked about how he takes care of his body, and his dad basically gave the same answer. Like, they're so locked in, and he's already back, I think, in St. Petersburg, working out and going through the routine and doing all of that to stay in great shape. But don't forget, Roberto Luongo, he played here till he retired as well. Wasn't the youngest chap in the dressing room.
How do you feel about somebody using chap while talking sports?
I know, Josh says some weird words, man.
Yeah,
I done caught him in the past saying weird words. Yeah. Chap. Hey, chap.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Calls a man a teacher's man. He's a dedicated man.
He's a chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.